Looking for lithium? Try the sea in the middle of the desert. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for Molly Wood. Your regular tech host, Molly Wood, has a new podcast called How We Survive, about solutions to the climate crisis. The latest episode is called The Resource. In it, Molly visits the Salton Sea region of California, where there are mud volcanoes, a moving geyser, and a lithium-rich sea, as in the lithium you need for batteries. Molly spoke with Dave Snydecker, CEO of Lilac Solutions, who gave the examples of a Tesla, which needs about 100 pounds of lithium for its battery.
And a cell phone would be a few grams of lithium salts.
100 pounds.
And to produce that much lithium, you're talking about a tanker truck full of brine.
Molly says getting that brine out of the ground is a challenge.
Right under the Earth's crust there is this extremely hot, like 600 degree Fahrenheit brine, salty water, that companies are already using to, you know, they pump it up and flash off the steam and create geothermal power. So it's already being used to create renewable energy. And also, it's full of all of these minerals and metals, including lithium.
Right. And lithium is the one that we really care about because this is what goes into all of these batteries that we need.
Exactly. Lithium is sort of, and has been for a long time, again, the holy grail of the brine in the Salton Sea. And you have this kind of nice situation where companies that are already creating geothermal power want to figure out how to efficiently extract lithium. There is enough lithium in this brine in the Salton Sea to potentially meet up to 40% of the world's demand.
So then how does lithium extraction, where does it fit into the economy and I guess the, hesitate to say, ecological landscape?
You know, again, the great thing about getting lithium out of this brine in this region of the world is that you really need a geothermal power plant in order to do it. So you incentivize green energy and do this lithium extraction in the process of creating that energy. So compared to hard rock mining in Australia or open pit mining, like we talked about when we visited Nevada earlier in the season, it is more environmentally responsible. It has a very low carbon footprint. On top of that, it's in a region where the community really wants this to succeed. They need the jobs, they need the economic development. So in that way, if it all works, it's kind of a model for resource extraction in the U.S. and other parts of the world.
But some of the analysts you contacted about this were kind of skeptical about these extraction plans. Why is that?
It is, for one thing, extremely difficult. It is not easy to work with 600-degree salty water. The brine tends to eat everything that it comes into contact with eventually. And more importantly, no one has ever figured out so far how to extract lithium at a commercial scale.
Molly Wood is the regular Marketplace Tech host and host of the new podcast, How We Survive. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.